You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The government of the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia has declared a state of emergency in parts of the capital Skopje, hit by torrential rain and floods that authorities say left at least 21 people dead, with six others missing. Stefan Boss reports that thousands more remain in need of aid, and the stormy weather has spread to other parts of the Balkans.
Security forces try to help desperate people. Their homes have been flooded in what the mayor of Macedonia's capital has called the worst Skopje has ever seen. The deadly deluge created hazardous rainfall accumulations within only 20 minutes. Mayor Kocie Trajanovski called it a water bomb. Dozens are reportedly killed and many more injured. Some residents try to return to their flooded homes.
I have nothing now. Everything I had has been flooded. Everything I've been building for 60 years has been destroyed.
Police and army helicopters are now searching for the missing and have already evacuated hundreds from the flood zone. But authorities said at least 5,000 people are in need of urgently food and water. They urge people to stay at home and to only drink bottled water. Skopje City Council held an emergency session and decided to provide financial aid to victims' families, giving about 180,000 dinars, roughly 3,000 euros to each. Yet Macedonia is an impoverished nation and the flood has impacted Skopje and surrounding villages. Further north in Croatia, stormy winds have disrupted road and sea traffic at the height of the tourist season. Croatian media say parts of the main highway connecting the capital of Zagreb with the Adriatic coast remained closed on Sunday. Only cars were allowed down the sections of a highway and original road further north near the port of Rijeka. Disruptions created by the bad weather have created traffic backups, with many tourists trying to reach Croatia's coastal resorts along the Adriatic Sea. Traffic has been limited on the bridges connecting the islands of Bak and Krk with the coast, while some ferry lines have halted services with the islands of Bak and Rab. The weather has underscored concerns over infrastructure in the Balkans, following wars and often slow rebuilding efforts. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.